State officials toured several Yukon River communities last week. It was the third year in a row that the Walker administration has made the trip, hosted by the Tanana Chiefs Conference, to talk to village residents about salmon. Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott says the trips have spanned from upriver at Eagle to the Yukon's mouth at Emonic to discuss the effects and causes of weak king salmon runs. He says climate change is increasingly a focus.
What is happening in terms of weather patterns, what is happening in terms of water temperature changes, and those became a part of the discussion this year.
Mallott says the trip, which also included a stop at the Kuskokwim River community of McGrath, revealed similar concerns across regions.
Escapement goals of the Department of Fish and Game and the federal managers have been met, but something is happening when they reach the estuaries and the ocean itself.
Mallott says salmon bycatch has been reduced in the Bering Sea, indicating climate change may be the primary cause of poor returns. He points to sea warming that is spreading north.
Temperature changes that have been affecting the Gulf of Alaska and the North Pacific Ocean have not affected the Bering Sea as much, but now temperature change is entering the Bering Sea and into the Arctic, and so there is need for research there.
Mallott says the latest state budget increases funding for the Fish and Game Department, including for salmon research.